Hey, it is day two here, or day three, or I think we've lost count. But
same here.
I'm here with Andy Keeney from Kaufman and Knowles. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing wonderful. Welcome from Nashville, Mike.
Yeah, it's awesome. This is a really cool town. I'm pleasantly surprised, and I look forward to coming back.
It's a lot of great things, and I think credit unions here are generating more business, more interest, and people now in Nashville know about credit unions. So it's good time for all.
Indeed. And speaking of the show, we're kind of in the middle of it here. What are you hearing at the show? What are you hearing from folks coming by your booth or just kind of out in the hallway?
I'm going to play typical lawyer, Mike, and not answer your question.
Excellent.
I want to just go ahead and publicly thank you for all that you do for credit unions.
Oh, thank you.
I love reading about your family, and I love the fact that every day you turn on CU Broadcast and you've got tremendous up-to-date information. So those credit unions that are listening and watching, they're learning without waiting for further delay. You're there every day. I don't know how you do it.
I don't either.
So thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. So we're hearing good things. There's a lot of support, a lot of positive action. Credit unions at the conference are saying that they plan on growing, they plan on expanding. Some of them actually are loaned out. So now they're trying different alternatives so that they could go ahead and proceed forward. Mm-hmm. But no negatives. Everybody is really, really high on credit unions.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the vibe here is very, very positive. Let's talk about something else very positive.
Okay.
What you just mentioned before recording was that a lot of credit unions are starting 501(c) organizations, or for lack of a better terminology, but you know more about that than I
Absolutely.
Do. So can you talk about that a little bit? I think it's a kind of a cool little angle that credit unions can approach.
Now, historically, credit unions always give to the community. There's scholarships, they're there for any type of emergency. Every budget for a credit union has community giving, community sharing. Even here at the conference, they've said, if you want to grow, get out in your community. Mm-hmm. Spread your word, mm-hmm. spread your name. Well, last June, July, NCUA expanded field of membership, and they pre-approved a certain 501(c)(3), that's a technical term for tax-exempt organization.
Yeah.
Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, alumni associations, Rotary clubs are all pre-approved so that you can have them as a SEG, join your credit union, expand your field of membership.
Mm-hmm.
So there are more and more credit unions that are now starting charitable foundations. You then can go ahead and have members and non-members donate to the foundation, and then often the membership will vote on where the funds go, so they can support certain charities and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with IRS is a little bit of a challenge. There are some streamlined ways, but a lot of credit unions are sitting back saying, hey, it's another way of expanding.
Yeah.
It's another way of growing. I think that's going to be the future. You can then go for non-members and members and accept donations
mm-hmm.
to help in times of need. We're, you know, in California, you have your earthquakes.
We had one a few days ago, actually.
On the East Coast, we have the hurricanes. Whenever there's a disaster, credit unions always come to the need, and they often ask members to go ahead and make a donation. Well, technically, giving money to a credit union and then that money being turned into a charity, the consumer, the member, can't officially get a tax charitable deduction. But if they gave to a 501(c)(3), then it's legit and IRS is happy. So I view that as the future. It's really exciting because there's PenFed we talked about.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
PenFed, where many, many years ago I was their general counsel, now has their own foundation. And in December, they're constantly sending out emails saying, give to the PenFed Foundation. They support wounded warriors. So other credit unions can do this. And it's just a way of marketing and expanding the name. And as NAFCU says, getting out into the community.
Exactly. So. I think it's a great way to do it. And you're giving back at the same time. So mm-hmm. it's a double win there.
It's a great thing. And so what are you hearing at the conference?
What am I hearing? I'm hearing just kind of echoing what you're talking about. I mean, like I said before, I mean, the vibe here is really, really good, positive.
Yeah.
Lots of people here and tons of people here learning stuff. So I think it's great for the industry to keep that foot on the accelerator and keep moving forward.
I agree.
So, last question for you, Andy. What's your mission here? What do you want to accomplish here?
Well, it's a great opportunity to reach out and thank NAFCU. It's a great opportunity to get reacquainted with great people like yourself.
Thank you.
I get a chance to see some clients and explain to others that, well, we have a unique product, a credit union. Attorneys And we're, in fact, the only credit union attorneys that are here.
I know.
That's the mission, is to spread the word and basically say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I love it. Great message to end on. Andy, always a pleasure talking to you. I always learn something new when I talk to you, so I really enjoy it.
All righty. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you very much.